It is time for Second Shot with George Dunn and Devin Newsom. Second Shot, 2.5 shots.
Suitcases, it's me, George Dunn, the host of Second Shot. I'm doing professional words, and my co-host is a professional man.
I am Charlie Sheen, and I am winning. Yes,
I sick timely reference.
Porn stars.
Hey,
Tiger's Blood winning. remember me? I played Rick Vaughn.
I remember Major League Scary Movie 5. Yes, I remember.
This is the best one.
Of course. You get your balls hit in a door a few times from the directors of Airplane in Basketball.
I'll be right back. I need some medical attention.
It's me, Devin Newsom.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Charlie Sheen just walked out of here.
Yeah, no, I talked to him.
He sounded very ill.
He looked very ill.
What up, y'all? We're back. I'm sideways, if you can't hear me right now. Listeners, I'm sideways.
You're Paul Giamatti?
Hey, I'm Paul Giamatti.
I don't want any fucking podcasts.
Do you remember me from Planet of the Apes with Mark Wahlberg?
He plays Dr. Seuss,
doesn't he? Orangutan.
Oh, I'm back. Did you see Paul Giamatti?
Isn't it racist that Michael Clark Duncan was a gorilla in that movie? Or is it just me?
It's only racist that you think it's racist.
That's probably true.
It's the last day of Black History Month in recording time. Officially, we're in March, though.
Yeah, that's true. Happy 1st of March.
So I guess you can be racist again, officially.
I can be racist whenever I want. I'm a racist.
Except for Black History Month.
That's true. Black Panther was a good movie. I'm not racist. How's your week, Devin?
It was pretty good. What did I do? I worked on some comic stuff a little bit and might have a new lead on an artist, so nice. That's cool. What else happened? I got a scare the other day. We just talked about Kevin Smith a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, he didn't have a heart
attack.
Logan
Rashad. Yeah, he had a massive heart attack, I guess, and almost died.
That sucks.
Yeah, I like woke up and read like, he was like trying to record his stand-up special.
Mm-hmm.
He did one show and then started feeling a little weird and like had to go to the hospital.
100% blockage in his artery or something like that.
Yeah, like that main one, like the Widowmaker. Mm-hmm. Or whatever, but yeah, he lived.
He's a big Overwatch fan.
that's character. Something from Overwatch.
Widowmaker's a character.
Yeah, the worst character.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that Dave you heard was voice Cedar. that voice you heard was Dave Cedar, guest for the podcast tonight. Hi, Dave.
Hey,
how
everyone.
Are you?
I'm great.
Thanks
for having
Dave,
me.
Dave.
We're going to have to read the intro
now. It's time for Second Dave with George Dunn and Kevin Deuce. It still works.
Technically, I am the second Dave.
Are you the second Dave?
Yeah, Party Dave 1, my dad.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Uno.
Yeah.
Okay. The final Dave.
I thought you meant as far as guests on this show. I was going to say, I think you're the first Dave in that instance.
No, yes, I am the first Dave. But never. I'm always the second Dave.
Have we had a Dave on the show before?
I don't think we have had a Dave. He's the first Dave.
Jared goes by Dave sometimes.
We did have Jared.
Outside of our...
Why does Jared go by Dave?
I
think it's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Goes without saying.
I think it does. Doesn't. But, you know, whatever. It's fine. yeah. I don't know. How was your week, Dave?
My week's been pretty good.
Do anything fun, cool, awesome, rad, hip?
Yeah, Taco Tuesday yesterday at LPP was fun.
Linkin Park Pub.
Yeah.
Another band.
It does take a while to get your food, but your food's usually pretty good. And then I watched Cavs and been doing, you know, nothing.
Basketball's still happening?
Yeah. Basketball's happening.
Wasn't the All-Star game? Is that not the end of the season?
No, the championship is the end of the season. The
finals. Well, I mean, I get that part, but like I feel like... Like, you would probably do, like, the special gimmicky stuff after everything's done.
Well, there's... So, of course, we're going to get into sports.
Yeah, we're going to have a long sports conversation
when Dave
today,
comes
so.
In, talking about hockey later. That's another story. But, yeah, some sports, like football, they have the All-Star game at the end of the year.
I feel like that makes more sense.
But, like, every other sport, I think, does it mid-season.
Yeah, it's like a halfway break just for, like, the season.
Mm.
Give everybody a reminder that they're still playing.
the players who don't aren't good enough to go to the All-Star game get to like take a break for like a week.
If they're not good enough to go to the All-Star game, aren't they already kind of taking a break anyway?
I guess so.
Sick burn. Thanks, George.
But basketball does it well, I think.
Yeah, I mean, this year was a lot of fun.
Yeah. The NFL is terrible.
Yeah, the NFL is the worst.
And it just, like, doesn't work.
Do they have NFL, like, fancy games?
It's called the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl?
It's in Hawaii. And
sounds like a blast.
So it's sweet. You get to go to Hawaii and just, like, hang out. But
well, they get to go. You don't get to go.
Yeah. Well,
unless you go to the show.
I get a press pass from this show.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's what that email was about.
Exactly, yeah. By the way, I will be going to Hawaii. So I'm requesting off work from the podcast. I need to go.
Nope.
We'll see about that.
Request denied. That's why it's called a request.
The MLB All-Star Games in Cleveland next year.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is. I
should go to Home Run Derby.
Be downtown for it.
Oh, they're having a Home Run Derby here? Home Run Derby? Home Run Derby.
Home Run Derby. That's your new nickname.
I'm going to get a t-shirt and go outside and be like, hey, I'm the Home Run Derby. Here to ask you questions about baseball.
Basketball.
Hey, what's your favorite basketball moment? Is it the part where he talks like Cartman and you're like, hey, that sounds like Cartman. Are these the guys from South Park? And then you're like, yeah, it is.
And then,
I mean, that's the only part I can remember from the movie.
That's an amazing movie.
I also, my favorite basketball moment is when Devin and I won the basketball tournament in 2017.
We are basketball 16. Champions of Daghouse.
We actually had a full tournament of
Is there a full set of rules for basketball?
There definitely is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We definitely made up some rules,
but
like
they were
the home run.
They were very fair, and the game was fun and entertaining. So we won on a...
You de-pantsed yourself.
I de-pantsed myself to play defense as a psych out.
You still gave up a double, though. It was terrible. I was still
it backfired.
Very
show your wiener?
With what I saw.
It turns out my wiener makes people perform better.
I've heard that before.
And it was unforeseen. That was unforeseen. But we did win on a last-second shot by yours truly.
You did.
Last-second.
It was great.
Home run for the win. Game over. Buzzer beater. Bam. Boom. Champions.
Bam, bam, bam. Bim bam, bam bing bong.
I still have that trophy. We won an actual Lazy Boy basketball from
that's
the movie.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it was awesome. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. Got real drunk.
Oh yeah, on July 4th or 5th.
Didn't we chug two beers Stone Cold style at the end?
No. Yes, we Stone Cold a couple beers and we cried. We gave a speech. We had an announcement.
We totally did give a speech. Jordan was on the PA.
Yeah, we had somebody on the PA. It was like the sports moment I have always wanted to live my entire life.
What did
you winning?
Said something awful yeah. about your mother?
Winning. Charlie Sheen.
What? Did I say something awful
yeah,
about my
totally
mom?
Yeah, you totally did.
What did I say about my mom?
I forget. We can
say it on the podcast.
We can replay the tape.
We'll have to go back. Yeah. That video is definitely somewhere, but I don't know where.
I mean, I'm starting to remember what you said, but...
What did I say? Just say it. Just
it was pretty much just like prayers up to my mom, even though she's not dead.
I don't think that's that bad. I think that's actually pretty nice. Just
Devin
showing
refers
the
to his dead mom
Thank
a lot.
Thank you.
But
that's, yeah,
she's
that's nice.
Lovely and still very much alive.
She's alive.
All the more reason to give her prayers.
Yeah,
true.
Give her prayers while she's here, while I still can.
Thoughts and prayers.
And I hope she rests in peace while she sleeps.
I hope, yeah, exactly. Even though
Unlike
she's alive, I hope she rests in peace.
No anxiety. No stress sleeping. That's terrible for everyone.
And no roofers outside her window every morning. That's what I've been dealing with this week.
Yeah, you...
It's been a nightmare.
They've literally been out there all week?
Last, like, 3 days. But the last... My only days to sleep in, they've been right out there at 8 o'clock, right at the dot. And it's... I'm very tired.
Well, I mean, why do you look at it from this way? You could have, like, been out there helping them.
I could, except I'm afraid of heights and I don't know how to do roofing.
Those are two of the most detrimental things to a roofing career.
Usually, yes. Also, I have shingles.
I had shingles, man. I'm offended by that joke.
Sorry.
Shit sucks.
Sorry.
It did suck. I heard, like, I got shingles, like, right after winter. And so, like, when I got home, my tape deck wasn't working on my... my car to be able to play my iPod music, so I had to listen to the radio, and
tape deck.
It just happened to be It was one of those, you know, continue, you pop Dad. In the tape and you plug in the
I know
the
you're talking about that. That's fine.
You have to rewind the tape before we return it to Blockbuster.
Be kind. Rewind.
But so I'm listening to the radio, and the only commercials that they happened to be playing at that time happened to be Home Depot roofing commercials because winter was over. It was time to get the roof in order before all the rain showers come.
And I felt the rain so they were down at Blockbuster. Okay, go ahead. I had to get that out.
Side mention, the only song I can play on guitar is No Rain by Blind Melon.
Nice.
But, yeah.
That little shingles, bumblebee girl.
Shingles. I heard shingles over and over while I was still suffering from shingles and I had a horrible, grotesque face.
Oh, I remember. I remember your shingles party. You're like, I'm not contagious anymore. Come interact with me. And then everyone's like, we wish you were still contagious because we don't want to look at you.
All the shingle ladies wanted me then.
Nice. Hey, Devin, I give you a raise, but you're already making too much.
That's true. I'm grossly overpaid for
this job.
You're
at 18 cents an hour now.
So was that the only part of your week? Was it just a bad week overall then?
No, it wasn't a bad week. It was just, you know, I'm just sleepy. I didn't do much. I was going to see Annihilation, but I didn't actually end up doing it.
I do want to see that.
I'm very excited for it. Yeah, I didn't do shit. I don't have anything interesting to talk about. I'm just tired. I don't know. You guys want to just talk about hockey?
Oh, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Oh, yeah.
What you say?
I didn't know what we were going to be doing, and then you kind of brought over a hockey video game.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, I could do this.
Break the ice with the ice, huh?
Nice.
Interesting strategy, I think.
Yeah, because I would not be able to sit through a hockey game unless we were at a hockey game.
Yeah, that was kind of my thing. You know, we can talk about it later, but yeah, it was more or less like I feel like this is the best way to like introduce and or get familiar with hockey for guys who like playing video games mm-hmm. who aren't familiar with hockey.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't I can't even remember the last time I played a sports game. I'm trying to think now, like.
I can't remember the last time I had a sports match. That's what you sound like.
Devin?
Don't be that person. Don't be that person.
I'm already sports ball.
I'm already.
How
offended.
Funny is it when I say sports ball? Isn't it funny? It's very funny, and I've never heard it on the internet before.
So I just found out about the sports ball thing. Like my buddy Ty was telling me about the sports ball and like how people like do that at bars where sports are being played. Why is that a thing?
I did it when I was a kid. You know, it was like, hey, look at how little I care by shouting this and telling everybody.
Right.
It's so important for me.
No, I mean, I get it. I get obnoxious sports fans. Like, they're the worst in the bar always. But it's just, yeah, I was just like, I don't know. People get into things.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is like the, I grew up in a family that was just like all sports, you know, and like none of them gave a shit about superheroes or anything like that, that the stuff I was into. So when I was a kid, it was like, you know, I would just have to sit there and accept everything that they liked. And as soon as I started talking about something I liked, it was just like, yeah, who cares? Who cares?
Oh, that's
so
terrible.
It's like kind of that repressed kind of like, fuck you. Yeah. So, you know, it's like, I listen to punk rock, but I don't know how to express myself properly.
Yeah. And that's the thing I don't get about some like sports fans. They're very basic and they just want to shut themselves off to anything that like, could potentially be interesting beyond the things that they know how to talk about.
They have one or two interests and that's
right.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the people they surround themselves with. It's boring.
Yeah.
I love superheroes. It's superheroes
cool.
are great.
Green Lantern's a very good superhero, Pat.
Some,
it still hurts. I basically have just been recovering this week from
residual
that.
Residual hard feelings. Yeah, let's go listen to that episode if you want to hear some very... tearful.
Just hear me get really upset for an hour and a half.
George is just like, I don't even know what to say right now. Pat went on an all-out assault against whether it was fucking Alan Scott, Hal Jordan, Kyle Rayner, fucking Guy Gardner, whoever, John Stewart. Everybody was getting nailed.
Yeah.
But
bastard.
Anyway.
Yeah, but, let's go.
That's what this show's about. People like to rail against things that they don't like. And may be unpopular in some circles.
I just wanted to talk about how much I like things. I'm a positive, nice person. But let's go talk about how shitty hockey is.
let's do it.
Let's go dress like Kevin Smith and wear a bunch of hockey jerseys. Sorry, I didn't. get well soon. Kevin. I almost called him Kyle.
Kyle Smith.
Kyle Smith.
Get well soon, Kyle Smith. Silent Bill.
Yeah. So yeah, let's go play some hockey. That seems weird. And we'll be back.
We lost a few games. Tough. That was District 5. Now we're the Ducks.
Yeah.
And the Ducks are undefeated.
All right.
Yeah. Quack. 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 Quack.
Quack, quack, quack,
quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack, quack.
Oh, we're losing the rhythm.
Follow the rhythm. Follow the rhymes. It's bobsled time.
Cool runnings, man. Mighty Ducks, Mighty Ducks. I mean, the purple costumes were so much better than the green ones.
I don't know, the green ones.
The purple costumes are the ones the cartoons wore. But when they were like aliens, alien ducks from
space.
In the
green, you got the green and the purple. So.
Dude, the animated
ducks. Get the best of both worlds.
So good. So good.
Green's my favorite color. If you can't remember from the last episode of Green Lantern, Pat.
No, I've blocked that out of my memory. I blocked that whole episode.
I'm trying to. It's hard. It's like letting go of the Cleveland comedy scene. I just can't do it.
Just can't.
Pat. So we just played hockey on NHL 2015. Is that what it's called?
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's like Madden's version?
EA Sports.
EA Sports, okay.
It's in the game.
I remember that part.
I have a coworker who, like, another coworker was going around asking EA Sports, it's in the game. They were asking EA Sports, finish the sentence to complete the phrase. And my favorite thing that I'll never forget is one coworker, John, was like, EA Sports. Forget about it. That was his guess, and he legit thought that's what it was. And now that's what I think of it as from now on.
EA Sports. Spugget.
Spugget.
Spugget. Okay, so...
Cigarette.
So, what's good news, cigarette juice. I'm going to rash from this thing. So, Dave, why do you like... I almost said soccer. Why do you like hockey? Yeah, why do you like ice soccer?
I love ice soccer, mainly because of Overwatch.
Oh, Jesus. I was obsessed with that because it was awful. Yeah. It was so frustrating, but I played it nonstop.
You had to.
Because amazing. You get the loot crates from it. But
loot, I mean, that's life.
That's life. That's life.
Met life.
We'll see. I like hockey on a platform of different issues with hockey. especially, I don't know. I love Canadians. Every Canadian I've ever met has been like...
I do like bare naked ladies.
Was hockey legit invented in Canada?
Yeah, for sure.
It's not like pizza where the Italians just took it from the Chinese?
Well, I mean, you can say hockey is like a form from soccer due to the goals, but, you know, they had ice. So, yeah, they totally... I'm 99.9% sure the Canadians.
They
hockey.
Had ice.
They had ice.
There's no other country in the world that had ice. So, I mean, just, ice. It's just a natural assumption, yes. Right, that Canadians would have ice.
But they do. They have a lot of ice. But no, like, all right. So, I grew up playing basketball, baseball, and football. So, that was just like a thing.
The big three.
The big three. The American big three.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, always kind of had, like, an interest in hockey and, you know, whatever. I grew older, still enjoying the three professional sports that I played in. And then hockey kind of, like, came around to me in the last couple years. And what I realized, like, and liked the most about hockey was just, like, the culture that surrounds hockey. Like, first of all, hockey fans are the most intense. Like,
they're super weird.
They're super weird and crazy and awesome. And it was just really interesting for me to like kind of like try to be a part of that without actually going to a hockey game. Like understanding like kind of like what it was to be like a hockey fan. And then you start watching hockey games and you start playing like, you know, NHL 15 and like really understanding what it is to like hockey. And I just like fully like consumed by it. It was great, and it's a ton of fun. And, you know, and speaking in a Canadian accent and using their their terminology is always a ton
of fun.
They're
pretty cool.
Is it okay to be racist against Canadians? I feel like
it's, I'll give it to them. They're white.
Well, no, I think it is nice because they know they're better. Okay. Like, they just snooty. Know that like being a Canadian, like being like Canadian pride to me is like something that I've always like really wanted. Like I always consider myself like a mutt of heritage. Like I don't really have anything to cling on to besides like being an American, and all of us are so fucked up and we're not like aware of like what is it to be American?
It's like, really weird.
You like, have to like foreign, like go out to other lands and yeah. like actually like compare yourself to people of like a specific country. And
it is very strange. Like thinking of like, I'm an American. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, you could say like I'm Italian. It's like, oh, you have a rich culture of food and wine and you know whatever. Like, you think of America, it's like John Wayne. Like, right. I don't like that's the stereotype.
Well, that's one thing that's always drawn me to like hockey and soccer, like sports that I never really followed that closely. Have played them.
Right.
I was too small to actually like play competitive hockey.
Wait, you've been on the ice before there, eh?
I've actually never played hockey on the ice. I've only played like gym hockey where you run around.
Yeah, gym hockey was so much fun. Yeah. I totally agree.
It's like street hockey.
Yeah, and we're like,
or field hockey.
Right.
Is that what it would technically be called?
Not lacrosse. What's the other one?
I think it's called gym hockey.
Gym
I think
hockey.
It's a specific thing.
That was
like
frisbee
plastic
golf.
Sticks and a plastic puck. Yeah.
I'm gym hockey. And here's your highlights from the NHL tonight.
He's from The Office, right?
That's not far off from like an actual like scenario somewhere in the hockey world.
Hi, I'm Jim Hockey. Here for hockey news.
I like.
So here's what's going on with me today.
A serious one,
yeah.
But the thing that always drew me to both those sports was the international aspect of it. I guess because it is big internationally.
It's huge.
Hockey is big in Russia. Soccer's big, like almost all over the place. Where else is hockey?
Pretty much everywhere but America. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I mean.
Like, yeah. I mean, hockey. You would say like yeah, like U.S., Canada, Sweden,
yeah,
Norway, Iceland. Well, they don't
Finland.
Really have like a team. Yeah, Finland, Czech Republic, Germany generally puts out a good hockey team. I mean. The problem around hockey, in my opinion, is like it has to be something that's like super like for it like in the community or a nation to like completely like that has to surround the actual sport.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, you have to be like in the northern hemisphere or in Antarctica, which I would love that team,
yeah.
The Antarctic, whatever they would, penguins or emperor penguins. Anyways, I
like penguins. He's my favorite Batman villain.
He's a good villain.
Penguins.
So you're in the northern hemisphere and like you have to like kind of like take it as like one of your national sports, and that just never has happened in America. Even though like the USA team, as we know, like the Miracle on Ice and like the other American teams that have like done really well, like it still really hasn't like kind of like consumed America.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been interesting to me because hockey, like America, like look at baseball right now, and like they have to like we're trying to like slim down the pitching time, like
yeah.
And how long it takes to do like the like non-sports, like the non like actual plays, like,
yeah.
You know, and baseball takes forever. Well, hockey is such a fast sport, like fast-paced sport, that how doesn't that have like any draw?
Right.
Like my dad, he doesn't have very good vision. I can't see the puck, but I like hockey. That was like his thing like when I was growing up. I'm like, why don't you like hockey? He's like, well, I like hockey. I just can't see the puck.
That is a mm-hmm. tough thing.
It is
so tiny.
I can't see it, and I have fairly okay eyes, at least with my glasses.
And that's the thing is that like the game is actually so fast. It's like how like the ball moves in tennis, but then you're on skates and you're flying around the ice.
How much time is a regular period?
15 minutes.
15 minutes. So yeah. Collectively, it's 45 minutes.
Yeah, and
but
it's
then
like,
there's like intermissions and commercials and all that crap.
That's the other good part about hockey is that like people like there aren't commercial breaks.
Really?
They're, like not really. There's like I think each team in the NHL gets like one or two timeouts, so they can call a timeout. But like you go, it's like watching a soccer game. Like there's literally like 15 minutes of uninterrupted like fun. It's awesome. It's a ton of fun to watch.
It's not like football where it's like, all right, well, let's take a break here.
Right.
And then they throw the ball, and it's like, all right, let's take a break
here. Yeah, we're going to take a break here, and that's why I think
like it's almost
football
designed
is so
to just
popular.
Sell ads.
Yeah, and that's why I honestly believe like the NHL still gets a ton of play because most of their money comes from advertisement. And like, who are the big NHL advertisers? You got Timmy Hortons, who like
make
most Americans
coffee.
They do get
it's
a
okay.
double double.
It's not that good.
The only Tim Hortons that I'm aware of is the one in Bowling Green where I went to college.
There's one in Columbus
like,
I went to.
It honestly wasn't that good.
It's not great. I had their donuts. It was fine. And maple donut.
Yeah, but like, there's so many other better donut places, and that's honest. I don't know. Anyways, like they don't have the
not
sponsorship.
Right off the highway.
It's really hard, and like with hockey, there's like so many different moves through the year, so they kind of like orchestrate like when it comes to like trades and transfers, like it's kind of rapid. Like players move from place to place very quickly, so it's hard for people who are casual fans to not like get a full grasp of the roster, which is kind of tough. Mm-hmm. Like you know, like. People like LeBron, like in a comparison to basketball, people like LeBron aren't moved, but people like J.R. Smith, they're moved kind of quickly, actually, and like on a moment's notice because they're all the teams are trying to adjust because it's such a fair league when it comes to like the actual like prowess of each player. Like they're very, very like the if you're great in hockey, it takes a lot to be great in hockey considering like your competition. So. Yeah. That's another little aspect that, like, as you continuously watch the sport, like, you're like, oh, this is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, there was like a big spike in the 90s. I think part of it is because of stuff like the Mighty Ducks.
Totally.
Of like an interest in hockey and soccer.
Yeah.
And like, there was a kind of like, we are one world mentality that America was trying to have, like, in our culture.
But still completely dominate.
Well, of course. Yeah. It was very much like, it was very hollow. You know, it was just like,
I agree.
Like it was like, oh, we're all part of this one world, the Olympics, blah blah blah. You know, and so you'd have like I was really into hockey when I was a kid. I didn't understand any of it, but I loved the Lumberjacks, the Cleveland Lumberjacks. Like, I mean, I had like got a T-shirt, and you know, when you're a kid, it's a big deal. You know,
I was looking for Lumberjack jerseys last night, actually.
Yeah, it's like I would play hockey in the backyard with my dad, you know, stuff like that, and. You know, it was more than football or anything like that. It was just like there was something about it that was like aggressive but fun. It was pretty lighthearted, I think, is really what. Like,
and I would totally agree. I would totally agree. And like that's what you, that is actually like one of the defining aspects. Like I remember Ty, our good buddy, he like introduced me to 24/7. It was an HBO special. It was covering. The Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs before they met at the Winter Classic, which is like the biggest regular season game. Like this game was going to be played at the Big House in Michigan, where like it's like one of the biggest stadiums in the world, like 100,000 people go. And the place is packed. And then it's a football stadium, but they make an ice rink in the middle. And this HBO special like kind of like covered like the whole aspect, like their day-to-day like 24/7, like this is what the team, like them going out to eat, them like at practice, them talking about like injuries. And the one story like about hockey and like, well, basically the whole thing to put in like perspective is like the whole thing is about like every player is fully like all about hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at Yamir Yager is 46 years old. 46. He started playing in 1989 professionally. He's still playing right now.
What?
He's literally in the profession. He plays for the Carolina Hurricanes.
I mean, it's 30, almost 30
Thrashers,
years.
Sorry.
28
sorry.
Years.
Carolina Flashers.
That's nuts.
Flashers. So they're fully invested. So, okay, back to 24/7. Daniel Clarkson, he played for the Maple Leafs at the time. He got his ear halfway torn off during a game.
That's pretty cool.
He got it. It was like dangling.
Ugh.
He goes into the trainer's room. They stitch that shit up, and they tell him, they're like, you need to go to the hospital. We need to, like, stop. You know, you have your ear torn off. There's a ton of blood vessels in there. And
then he went, what?
No, he went.
Sick joke, George. Thank you, George.
No, he said, dead fuck jokes. That. Literally, he said, fuck that. I'm going out, and he returned to the game. Well, now, what other sport would you see anything like that happen where the player demanded to come back and play on his line? Like there's no other sport.
Yeah, football's with concussions, but like I think that's more the team demanding it.
They're starting to crack down on concussions in hockey, but like I mean
that's one thing is the violence in hockey has always pushed me away from it. That it's like
that's a good point.
it's fostered, and it's like one of the gimmicks to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
Where I personally feel like in the past few years, like I've come to appreciate the way the game is played, because it is similar to soccer and basketball in the way you go back and forth, and it's passes back and forth and trying to get the lead and get ahead of the competition on passing. so you can score.
Right.
But the violence is just like something that's like, it's repugnant. Obviously I get checking because like you're on ice, you're not going to be able to stop your momentum. But then after the fact, people get pissed off and they're allowed to just throw fight. Down and beat the shit out of each other. And
right.
Like, then there was stuff like back, like, what was it, 10 years ago? Who was that dude that like...
Hit him with the stick.
Hit him with the stick. Just yeah. absolutely...
I forget his name.
Oh, it was an ugly situation. Like
no, he, like he took the player... Like the player like had like massive trauma to his head. Like he couldn't... His career was over.
Yeah.
And that guy's career was over based on that too. Now... I mean, to respond, like, what the NHL or any hockey organization would say about fighting is that they basically use it as a thermostat for the game, and they think it's essential because, A, the game is insanely aggressive and fast, that, like, the fighting, like I said, like, earlier when we were playing NHL, like, it's going to build up. Like, you can't just initiate a fight, like, right off the bat unless there's, like, a really fucked up play. Like okay, so boarding in hockey is that... Like a, you know, like the puck goes against the wall,
mm-hmm.
and a dude like comes up and like straight back like smashes you in the back. That's mm-hmm. boarding because the player has to be somewhat like aware of like an incoming defender. Like you have to be face to face. Like so, fighting is used as a thermostat, and it's like kind of like the unwritten rule of like how the game should be played. Like it should be played with class and like. A sense of like, you know, dignity and honor to the game, which is kind of like interesting. Like, I don't think they would go as far as like considering themselves samurais of the ice or anything, like when it comes to honor. But
I mean, I would, but that's just me.
Me too, personally. But I mean, it's more or less the fact that like all of them have been playing the game for so long, everyone knows how to play the game. So, like, when it comes to fighting, like, it's usually like a instrument that the NHL uses to like kind of like relieve pressure.
Yeah.
So the fighting isn't necessarily like legal. First of all, if you get in a fight, you got a 5-minute major penalty. So you go to the box for 5 minutes, like you're out of the game for 5 minutes, which is a third of a period. And then on top of that, a referee, if they think is like, you know, like what are you guys doing? This is fucked up. Like they can eject people like, but they use fighting because after a fight, what happens is all the tension completely dies down. Everything's kind of like chilled out. So they kind of use it as it. And like, if you ever listen to like the fight, like when the players are mic'd up and they're about to get in a fight, it's kind of fucking hilarious. Like they'll be like, "Hey, Brew, you want to go?" And then Devin will be like, "Yeah, I want to go." And they're like, "Okay,
yeah, we'll drop the triangle." Yeah, I'll do it.
Like it's civilized. Like you'll see like when they drop the gloves like mid play, like you know like they're fucking pissed. But usually like the fighting is like kind of a way they like turn like the game. Like it's like a very subtle, like as much as it's overt, it's a very subtle way that they like kind of like control the game.
Why not penalize more than 5 minutes? Why not do a whole period? Because
NHL fans love fights.
Because yeah. Like if you have a third of a period and you want to act like you're serious in disciplining these acts, like that's only 1/9 of a game.
Well, I think like
true,
like what he was saying is it's a way of relieving tension. Like the thing I've noticed with hockey fans is like unlike something like soccer, I've never heard of a hockey riot. You know, like hold I mean, up. Like I'm sure
there's been a few.
I'm not saying there hasn't been. I'm sure there's been baseball riots and football riots and basketball riots too. But like it's not like people are really into hockey. Like the people who are into hockey are really into hockey. Like
say you went to Pittsburgh and you were a Blue Jackets fan, like mm-hmm. I am. Like I could totally wear my Blue Jackets like jersey and go in there and be like, we're hockey fans, and like, you know what I mean? Like it's different than like, you know. A lot of other, like, especially soccer, like, with a Premier League, like, game,
mm-hmm.
if you're wearing, like, a Manchester United, like, jersey in the wrong part of London, you could get killed. And it happens like yearly. Like there are like soccer gangs.
Yeah.
There aren't hockey gangs.
Hooligans. Hooligans.
Yes. The Green Street Hooligans, if you will. Great
movie. Yeah, it's okay.
I've seen it once.
But I mean, there's like this, like kind of what I was saying is like hockey seems kind of lighthearted. Like the fights seem, like you said, releasing tension, but they also seem weirdly innocent.
Yeah.
From what I've noticed, like, I'm not like an expert in hockey, but like, it just seems like something where it's like, okay, well, this is just a thing that happens. I know it's a rule that it's a rule that you can't fight, but they just, it's like an unwritten thing, or it's like, yeah, it's
part of the game.
It's kind
of
like,
it's like charging the mound in baseball. Like they don't get it. Like a lot of times they don't get ejected. There's been a lot of fights in baseball where like, well, it's, this shit has come to this point. Like you're throwing 100 mile an hour fastballs in my head. I'm fucking pissed because you can kill me. But then like that bullshit, like that kind of, like, cause it goes back and forth for a while. That bullshit's over. Like it's done.
Well, and there's something weirdly cathartic about watching these guys like punch each other. Cause it's like, I mean, I'm not to say it's harmless, because it's absolutely not. Like, I mean, I didn't know about the guy breaking the stick over his head or something like that. Yeah. I mean, that shit's not cool.
And,
like,
but no one thinks that's cool. Yeah. Like, everyone hates that shit in hockey.
But, I mean, there's something, I mean, say what you will about toxic masculinity or whatever, but, like, it's weirdly cathartic to like, you're getting real into it. You're like, yeah, fuck yeah, you're drunk, and you're just like just fucking, yeah, my team's winning, my team's losing, whatever. And you know, it's like, oh, fuck that guy. And just, they start punching. It's like, yeah, this is fun. Like, and it relieves the tension of the crowd too, because it's not just the people on the team. Like,
yeah, no, and you're totally
like,
right.
It's not acceptable in like a general society sense of like, yeah, it's fine. Just punch them and shit's relieved. Like, but I can see the logic of it. Not that I necessarily wholly endorse it, but yeah. I can see how that would be. I guess in the same way of like watching a NASCAR like crash or something like that. It's like, well, no one ever wants anyone to get into a crash.
But you can't
There's
look away from it.
Something about watching a crash that's just like fun to watch.
I get that too, but at the same time, to me, it's like, it's a primitive pleasure.
Yeah,
in my point of view.
Well, I'm not necessarily.
I'm not immune to primitive pleasures, but
I definitely don't watch hockey for fights. First of all, second of all, there is research behind like the NHL like allowing fights, because they have noticed that when fights do happen, like the actual idea of like the tension building, injuries actually reduce. Like it's actually like a proven fact that like injuries reduce. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to me, like, thinking about like dirty plays or like shit, like, you know what I mean? Like one guy, usually an enforcer. So like the movie Goon, you know, Doug Glatt is an enforcer. Like that's his job. His job is to literally like kick the shit out of people who are like being a fucking dick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's like how the game regulates itself. Like LeBron James can't cold cock Draymond Green for being a fucking prick, even though he constantly, like, you know what I mean? Like how many, like, did LeBron, like, during the Brooklyn game, did LeBron take that elbow? Was that inadvertent? Like, did he do that on purpose? Fuck yeah, that dude did it on purpose. Like, are you kidding me? Like, that dude did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's my point. But in the NBA, there's no regulation. Like, Zaza falling on Westbrook. How is that going to get regulated through the players? Because, like, they can't do shit.
I mean, at the same time, the NBA enforces things.
If Zaza would have felt if that was a hockey play, Zaza's face would have been so bloody at the end of
justice.
That. Like that, it, no, because like their big guy on like the respective Oklahoma team, which I don't know if Oklahoma
Steven
has
Adams.
Hockey players. Yes, Steven Adams would have been like his sworn duty, like straight up like guardian style, to whoop the shit out of Zaza. And who wouldn't want to see that?
That is true.
I mean, this is a culture that embraces UFC and boxing. Like, I don't embrace it personally. Like, UFC to me, like, they're interesting athletes, and I respect them. Nor would I ever think that I could ever be to the level of, like, athleticism and knowledge and skill that they have. but I don't really want to see brains like or blood on like the canvas. Mm-hmm. It really gives me a bad feeling.
Yeah.
And
like fake violence is cool. Like movies and TV, fake violence, hell yeah.
Yeah, give me some John Wick any day.
Yeah, give me some Kill Bill.
Show me some headshots.
Like. But I know it's fake. I don't like seeing people.
Absolutely. Like, think about if you saw a fight in real life. For the three of us, I'm pretty confident in saying, like,
yeah, none of us are world star guys. Like, we're not just gonna get on our phone and just like, start broadcasting.
Devin and I have been downtown before, and Devin's broken up fights, and like, I was right behind Devin breaking up the fight, and like, yo, this is bullshit. Like, why are you? And do you remember that shit?
Yeah,
it was so dumb.
it was so dumb.
Like, it was so hard to describe that fight, like, in its reality without, like, dude, that fight was so stupid.
It was just a drunk person pushing the buttons of another drunk person, and it was so dumb.
Wait, that's happened before?
Well, okay, so
I've never heard of that.
No, this homeless guy, oh, quickly, we don't need to talk about this.
Yeah.
There was a homeless guy and another guy, and they said some things, and Devin broke up the fight, and I was like, thank you, because me and Liz didn't want to see a fight or any kind of fighting. It was terrible.
Well, I mean, I don't want to focus solely on fighting. Because, I mean, I know it is a big part, and I know it is, like, that was a big issue for me when I was, you know, and I mean, it still is, like a part of me I'm against that part of it. But, I mean, like, someone who doesn't like sports, just kind of as a blanket statement, and not to say that I don't see the appeal of it, I don't understand the rules of it, I guess, is part of the frustrating part about it.
I could give you like a 10-minute easy synopsis on the rules and you get it. Like, they're pretty clear.
I'm sure it's pretty simple. It's just like, no. I watch it and I see these things. I'm like, how is that?
Right.
How is that what? Okay. Well,
and like, you don't have like a user guide to like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I know, like, at least when I started watching hockey, it was just like, what the fuck is going on? And like, once you get a little bit more acclimated, like, and that's why, like, I thought NHL 15, like, you guys now understand what a one-timer is. You understand what a rebound is. You understand, like, what a body check versus a poke check is. You understand, like,
I don't, but
the body checks,
I just did things until I won.
Well, you did
lost.
Really good. No,
you lost.
I lost every single game.
I won, but you beat me in every fight.
I did, because I'm fucking good. I'm just that good.
It was a last-second goal on you, Devin. It was a last-second.
Scoreboard.
No, the rules are difficult. I don't think this podcast is really generated for me to explain the rules of hockey, but the rules are a lot similar to like the rules of soccer. There's a lot of like similar things, like the offsides, but like in soccer, the offsides would be like a moving offsides, like you can't be past the last defender, where the blue line, like the puck has to cross the blue line before the rest of the team can. Simple things like that, like icing is like if you're not past half ice and like shoot the puck up from defense, that's icing. Because
if you're on a cake.
And that's like another thing, like when it comes to fighting, like icing, for instance, icing is like, I don't think, I mean, it's a newer rule in the sense that like, it was avoiding boarding, and where I was saying like someone like trying to get the puck off the wall who isn't aware of someone coming and someone blindsiding you. Like that's the thing. Like that's a 5-minute major. Like you could just usually you're ejected if you fucking like destroy a guy against the wall. Like who didn't know? You know what I mean? So like because like the NHL, like any other sport, is trying to protect their stars. Like Crosby last year, he had a fucking, there was like a bullshit play where he got his shit wrung. His shit bell rung. There it is.
Shit bell rung.
Where #shit like bell he was out of commission. And when you look at Crosby, I mean, you're looking at someone who's on the almost like on like in the same playing field as Gretzky. Like no one's ever gonna touch Gretzky. I mean,
so
it's
I wanted to talk about Gretzky. Like what?
Please do. I love Wayne Gretzky.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Wayne
is that
Gretzky,
something he said?
Michael Scott.
What's so great about Wayne Gretzky? I only know him as a name. I don't like. Okay. I know like Michael Jordan as a name too. But
who's your favorite sports athlete of all time?
A very low bar.
I know.
I guess Jordan because
Jordan.
I like Space Jam. I don't know. Like
Space Jam's great.
I do like LeBron because he actually seems to give a shit about people, which is nice. So I do like LeBron.
He does. Okay, so like, Devin, who do you think the most impressive athlete of all time is when it comes to statistics?
I would have to say Pele.
well, why Pele?
Because
that somersault kick.
Who do you probably
like in the sports? You know, like you and I. I know you know. Like
I think Jordan's pretty crazy. I think because of the championships, pretty crazy. Tom Brady's pretty crazy.
Okay, so when you look at Gretzky, the three big stat attributes, like the things that we look for, goals, obviously,
assist.
Do you guys know what an assist is?
Mm-hmm.
Passing it to a guy who does the thing?
Yes, who scores a goal. It's not only the first person, like in basketball, like Stockton and Malone. It's really like Russell to Stockton and Malone. That's
whoever starts the...
It's two passes away to a goal. So like the goalie can have an assist and stuff like that. So there's goals and assists, and then there's points. And points are just like the combination of assists and goals. Okay? Gretzky leads... all time in all three stats by an insane margin. If you look up Gretzky's stats, they're like, there's been no other athlete to like fucking dominate.
So he's just he's really impressive on paper. Not to say that he wasn't impressive on the ice, but like
the issue
when
is,
you look at it, it's just like he's just the highest.
I think he has two championships. I know he definitely has one with the Edmonton Oilers, and that's where he started with, like LeBron with the Cavs. And then the Oilers got panicky. There's like an awesome 30 for 30 on it. They got panicky, and Gretzky was like, fuck it, I want a little bit more American appeal. He wanted to go to Hollywood. He was dating a Hollywood actress, mm-hmm. and then goes to L.A., right? He never wins a championship. He's still crushing it personally. He just didn't have the team around him. Like, the Edmonton team around him was like the perfect team to be around. They had enforcers. He had other players who were able to score, and Gretzky... went to L.A., and he was kind of like a one-man show.
He was just very good at selling himself.
He was great.
Yeah,
he was great at banging actresses. Well, just one actress that I know of. And they have
nothing wrong with
that. They have a daughter now, if you're not aware of her.
That just means he's a good husband. That's all.
He is a great so far.
If you can keep a Hollywood relationship going.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's like in real life. I don't know. But, I mean, just on the abstract, good for him.
I mean, but it's like, it's basically, in my opinion, what LeBron's trying to do in basketball, like lead in points, assists, and rebounds through your career. Now, Gretzky had like, I think it was a 22-year career. It is 20 to 22, which is amazing. And that's the other thing about hockey. It's like, these guys love playing hockey. They love it so goddamn much. Like, Jaromír Jágr has been playing since 1989. He's 46 years old and he's still playing professional hockey, like right now.
That is insane.
At like a decent level. Like it's absurd. And that is like these dudes love this game.
What's the average like length of a, like I know like football, it's like you're 30 and you're kind of like, holy shit, this old guy's.
It's seriously like 20 years.
Really?
Like for real.
For hockey?
Yeah. Yes. Like Gretzky played like the same amount. Like they all, like the really good players, they play about 20. Like, I would say probably the average in the NHL or like playing professional hockey is probably around there, because like you'll be playing NHL 18 right now. And mm-hmm. like I play for the Monsters with my player, which is like you start from the beginning
mm-hmm.
and like you play against players that are like 40 in the minors. Like they don't want to quit playing. They just stay in the minors.
Like that movie, The Rookie, starring Dennis Quaid.
Yeah. To me,
I saw it by myself in the theater.
Why did you pick that movie to go see by yourself?
It looked good. I was wrong.
It was
fine. Fun. There was that moment where he's calling his wife in the phone booth, and I'm like, this is okay. And then the rest of the movie's like, yeah, it's okay. But I'd rather just watch The Kid.
Simpsons did it.
That speed gun's broken. He actually throws faster than that.
Oh, I forgot about that scene.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, this movie's so bad. Fuck The Rookie. Let's go back to... no, I do like Dennis Quaid, though. Don't fuck The Rookie that bad.
I am Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid like a cappuccino.
Dennis Quaid in A Dog's Purpose.
Fuck Randy Quaid.
Wait,
don't fuck. I mean, yeah, Independence Day is like a piece of shit, but he's the best part of that movie.
But he's also a crazy racist.
Yeah, but he's also really good in Independence Day. Hello, boys. I'm home.
So what other quarrels do you guys have with hockey that I can maybe subdue?
Yeah, Devin, what other than the fighting, what don't you like about it?
There's really, honestly, not that much else. I the names are all crazy, and I can't remember them all.
Usually the crazy names are either French or Russian, but sometimes you get a check in there.
The chaos so of it. The chaos of it, like playing the game itself, I'm like, who the fuck am I? Even if I knew who I was, I don't know who I am because the names. I guess I could see the appeal of it, like just if you're just sitting there watching it. But like playing the video game version of it, it's like, what? Okay, like, okay, so I'm passing it. Oh, no, I don't have it anymore. Oh, no, I have it again. Like,
so, yeah, I thought about that. And with 15, they have the Be a Pro. Now, like talking about the video game, like is be a pro, so you're player locked. So I'm a player, like within NHL 18 right now, I'm a player locked left wing, but I'm a righty. So it's interesting, like, because think about it, like if you're turning around back and you get a pass, you want to be facing the goal, right? Like, so that's why, like Ovechkin, he's a left wing, but he's a righty because of the opportunities you have with angles. Now, it's the same thing as with soccer. Like, you want those angles. So when you player lock within these games, you really start to understand, like, how the game kind of orchestrates because the computer kind of controls the game for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for open space, and that's just kind of like how it is in soccer. You don't let, like, a guy kind of, like, hug you. You want to get away. Just like in basketball, you know, like a V cut or a back cut, like you're trying to get away from your man. So when you start understanding like offensive schematics, even on a basic level, just like kind of how it works, and it's real simple. Like if you were into it, like unlike someone who's like, what's going on? Like, you know, while I'm watching a game and I'm trying to explain it, but like you like start talking and they instantly tune out, which happens a lot with me in hockey. Like, this is what's happening, and then they're like, oh, well, I don't fucking care. Like, but if you were, like, you would understand it real quick. And, like, you know, because you're looking for open space. That's basically what all the players are doing. They're looking for open space, which is an open lane to the goal for a slap, a wrist, or whatever it is. Well, a wrister.
I'm good at wristers.
Wrister, I hardly knew her.
Let's go on Craigslist to find some wristers.
A little slapper slap. A little slappy slapper slapper.
I'm into it. I like it. Don't slut shame me.
Yeah, I understand that like hockey can be like something that is foreign to Americans, but I'm also an American who really enjoys it. And I think it even goes like what I was saying before. Like, it goes beyond like the actual sport. Like, I am really like interested in Canadians. I think they're fucking awesome. Like, I totally like have like an aspiration to become Canadian at a certain point in time in my life. Like, I like America, but like everything that Canada has, America has.
How's your
butt is better?
How's your poutine game?
My poutine game is strong, dude. You know that shit. I love poutine. I love poutine.
What?
You haven't
had cheese curds? I don't like gravy though. So that's, I think that's part of it.
How could you not like gravy?
I don't like gravy.
It's just meat sauce, baby.
Oh my gosh.
No, I know, but I never liked it.
It's delicious.
Never done anything for me.
Gravy's great, but you can get. I mean.
I don't like wet fries either.
I just like how polite Canadians are. I really enjoy like the French Canadian culture in Montreal. That's like where like my vacation destination is like Quebec City. They have like some of the most amazing restaurants and their French cooking. And I'm really into French cooking. I know nothing in my opinion about French cooking, but it's amazing to me, like the genius behind it. And like you. In like North America, that's where you find it. You find like that essence of Europe, like in Quebec City and Montreal, and that's something that like is truly intriguing to me. And you know, just like the outdoorsiness and the politeness that you find with every single, like, it's almost stereotypical. But like, if that's the stereotype of your society, then I'm totally in.
Yeah, the stereotype.
Oh,
is you're really
super
nice.
Polite and you have manners and like. You're going to give me the correct directions to get to, like...
The large penis thing is pretty cool, I have to say.
Yeah,
Canadians
Trudeau,
do have large penises, yeah.
His penis is
like
very
a moose.
Like a moose.
Like a moose, eh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. I just find, like, all of that in hockey, and, like, I can get it in fucking Cleveland, Ohio while doing it and go to Monsters games and...
Hold that in a bag of potato chips.
And a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Some poutine fries.
I am kind of like I wish we had more of an advanced advance notice on this episode because I would have gone to a Monsters game.
What's going on Monsters game? Is that
because I think that would have been more like contextually it would have been a little bit better. But like
I agree.
It would have just given us a better understanding and maybe a little more talked about. But like I mean, not to say that I didn't enjoy playing this game because I did. It was fun.
Yeah, it's real fast paced.
Yeah, because it's you know it's what like 10 minutes, 15 minutes of round or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was a learning curve for sure, but and a lot of the rules were taken out of the game.
Yes.
But it was fun. I mean, like I mean, not to get into a final opinion tip, but like I think it would have been fun to just like get drunk and
go to a game,
eat a hot pretzel, and ooh, I have hot pretzels in my refrigerator right now.
Nice.
Ooh, I know what I'm doing tonight while I'm editing this podcast. I just remembered that. I'm very excited. let's end this episode now.
You like hot pretzels, but not hot fries. That was a surprise.
No, I like hot fries. I don't like wet fries.
Oh, wet fries.
Yeah, that's legit. Wet fries suck.
Besides yeah, that's poutine. Why I don't like poutine. So like,
no, poutine's amazing.
Fully loaded nacho cheese bacon fries also.
With some gravy on it.
Bacon. I mean, if they're tots.
Baconator fries.
How do you feel about Trailer Park Boys?
The show?
Big time.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like when it, man, I don't know.
Well, the first
those are
like,
guys who
original
love hockey.
Seasons. The Netflix seasons aren't great.
True. I mean, terrible.
I only watched the first Netflix season. I heard it gets better, but not
it's
like
not terrible. But it's not.
So you guys also appreciate Canadian culture at its rawest form.
I do enjoy Ellen Page. Yes.
No, I wouldn't. I would assume.
Smith.
He's not Canadian.
He's New Jerseyan, yeah. But
he loves hockey.
He loves hockey.
Well, that's the thing is and like Minnesota, Jersey, and New
He's
York.
He's American Canadian.
Well, like I don't understand why Jersey became a like a kind of staple of like hockey and stuff like that. Like Minnesota, I get because it's cold up there all the time and it's like right by Canada and stuff. But like Maine, I feel is more of a.
Actually, I think that one of the like universities in Maine are like one of the better NCAA teams.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense then. I guess that's my ignorance coming out. But like,
no.
Like Jersey just seemed like a weird.
Every time I think Maine, I don't think hockey. I think lobster.
Yeah, exactly. Like I don't, you know, like.
Well, wasn't there like a Florida hockey team that was really good for a while?
Yeah, they're the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're good right now. They're one of the best
Mighty
teams
Ducks.
In the NHL.
Which you would never think of fucking Tampa Bay. Like,
well, it was in Anaheim. Anaheim's California.
Anaheim.
Well, I mean,
they're probably always awful, but like.
I'm more of like a later note on like the NHL. Like, that's one of the things that's really cool about the NHL is that the teams are insanely fair. Like I was telling you earlier, like the expansion team, the Vegas Golden Knights, they were able to take the sixth best player basically on every team. Like every team was like they were expansion team and every team was able to like protect five players. And that was like the idea of the NHL is like making this like a legit league, like make it fair. And that's like one of the biggest criticisms of the NBA is that like there's what, 8 teams, truly only like 6 teams that are in contention for the championship every year. And that's like the joke of the NBA. Like I say the Cavs were terrible again. Like, say LeBron left and Kevin Love, you know, dissolved into midair. Like, I feel like he's just going to. Like, we wouldn't give a flying fuck about the Cavs. Like, we would go to Cavs games almost as a joke like we did throughout pretty much the entire time LeBron was gone and before he was here.
Yeah.
Like, they were a joke. Like, oh, well, yeah, we'll go to the Cavs game. That's not the way it is in the NHL. Like, the Blackhawks, like, a team that's stacked with, like, legends who are still playing and still in their prime, like Patrick Kane and Taves. They're fucking
Patrick
terrible.
Kane, also a fucking terrible human being.
Yeah, he's shitty. Well, so is Kobe, but what's not going to know that? I mean, a lot of them are bad. But, I mean, the point is like, these teams are fair. Like, the whole league is even. Like, the Golden Knights, one of the best teams in the league this year. Their first year. And I always thought, I really find that, like, almost, like, fun and, like, a reason to get the NHL ticket. Like, I would pay $32 right now to get the NHL ticket just so I can watch hockey.
There's an app on the PS3. We could have just watched something. on the free trial. I didn't even think about
that. Oh, it's on a free trial? Damn, probably. We should have totally done that.
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to it.
I mean, I thought like the video game is like the most apparent thing, but like watching YouTube clips of like the best like shootout goals or saves, like these goalies are insane. Like the top goalie of all time has like 30,000 saves. 30,000 saves. What? I think it's
how do you even what?
I think it's Hasek. Dominic Hasek.
Do people shoot that much? I feel like it's like in the same way like soccer. That's what like scores are so low. Usually.
Like this year, I know Ovechkin, like Alexander Ovechkin, like one of the best players probably ever play the game, who's also in his like 15th season this year, who plans probably definitely been playing another 10 years. He has had like 250 shots this year for 40 goals. So the percentage isn't really there, like considering like what you would look at in basketball. Like shooting like a solid like 40% and above. So it's all it's interesting. I don't know. I just love the entire like circumference of the game, if you will.
I'm into it. Well, do you want to get into final thoughts before we close this up?
Sure.
Or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, that's we mostly covered it. We talked about I just never got into hockey, I think. Probably because of representation and what I relate to, like black people don't play hockey.
Well,
why do you think? I'm genuinely curious why you think that is. I'm not trying to be like
my
like
favorite glib. Player is a black hockey player.
Well, there's only like one.
No, there's quite a few now. It's actually growing, and Seth Jones from the Columbus Blue Jackets. He's awesome, dude. I love him. He's such a good player. And like honestly, there is a growth to it. I don't know like
why
how it's happening.
Privilege aspect to hockey because you need to buy a lot of shit.
Yes,
you can't
do.
Just like it's not like football or basketball where you can just like pick up and go.
I think parents like, estimated it to be like seriously like $15,000 if they're gonna get their kid like through like juniors into like an actual program that's gonna be sponsored.
There was one kid who was like super duper serious in my high school about playing hockey, and I think he went semi-pro, but I have no idea and I have no interest in looking it up.
Right.
But he was very like he was the hockey guy in our school. But I'm genuinely curious why I didn't even think about that until you brought it up, but like the lack of, you know, the cliche of the lack of black people in,
I don't know, it's partially because of geography, where hockey was invented and where it started was in Canada, where there's not as many black people as America probably, and also like because most black people in America, the more popular sports are stuff like baseball, basketball, football, and like just gradually were more drawn to one area than another. And also you look at just historically, if it's because black people grew up in warmer climates, maybe they're not as evolutionarily advanced to play hockey.
Their blood's a bit slower.
If LeBron James played hockey, he'd be the best hockey player.
It's just, I mean, it's just
like Michael Jordan playing baseball.
Just history and what happened.
I saw Space Jam. I know what it's like.
And representation. And I got more into basketball and football. And
I'm definitely,
that's just where I was drawn. But there's a ton of similarities between basketball and soccer and hockey. And so I appreciate the sports. I appreciate the sport of hockey. I don't know if I'll ever get into it. So it's like,
if you're moving to Wisconsin, kind of, you might have to.
You might have to. It's true. I'm going to be up in that cold weather.
Do you see the Wisconsin Cheeseheads? I don't know what their band name is.
Badgers.
The team name, sorry. Badgers?
Well, that's Wisconsin.
That's a bad, bad
college. It's a miss for me in the sense of I probably am not going to pick up hockey. I'm not going to be a fan and watch it because I can't remember all those names. I'm already committed to a couple of leagues. I have too much to remember already. But if If it is a miss, it hits the board still. It like hits the board because it's like, I appreciate it.
The
yellow
part,
it.
You hit the part that's still straw, but it yeah. doesn't actually have any color on it.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I appreciate it. I get it. I get why people like it, so I can't discredit it entirely.
Gotcha. Dave, I mean, I know this is a hit for you, but like if you want to make your closing statements real quick.
Sure. My closing statements would just be, I feel like hockey is just something that's super fun. I feel like people can just jump into it and grasp it at a novice level and grow with it. I think that it's a pretty encompassing sport if you know other sports or are just interested in them. But I mean, I guess a more deeper level, I just like it on the cultural level. Like I kept stressing, beyond even Canadian, just the way kind of I don't know. It just has a very warm feeling to me. I feel like it's open, and I feel like the sport's still growing. And I mean, it has to be. I had no interest in hockey before I was 27. I mean, I'm 30 now, so yeah, I'm totally I'm interested in it. I would still consider myself a casual fan. I'm not a diehard. I've never been to a Blue Jackets game. I'm going to Monster Game Friday, which is their AHL team, but
they're supposed to be pretty good, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, they won the Calder Cup in 16, but I mean, they're it's a farm team, so their roster's constantly changing, and that's another aspect I really like about Cleveland hockey is that you just kind of go to watch hockey at a professional level rather than being fully invested into it. But I can see myself getting fully into hockey. If Cleveland got a hockey team, oh shit. Is gonna be on. If Cleveland got a pro NHL team.
Was the Lumberjacks NHL or were they're amateur?
They're age. No, well, they were a farm team. Okay. I think they were a farm team.
Like the Monsters.
Yeah, the Monsters are the farm team for the Blue Jackets. I'm not sure who the Lumberjacks were. I think it was it the Blackhawks or was it I don't think Buffalo. I forget which team. But anyways, they were just a farm team. So if we got an NHL team, which is really what I'm hoping for, I would trade the Browns for an NHL team.
What would you name the Cleveland NHL team?
You have to call them the Barons. That'd be sick. I mean, that was cool. The original team. Cleveland Barons, they were I'm pretty sure they were part of the NHL for a few years. And then kind of they just decimated. It was over.
Yeah. But, it's got to be water-based in some way.
Yeah, I would say the Barons and have, a pretty simple, Snoopy fucking pilot.
Oh, my God, if Snoopy was Cedar our Point, logo. That's Six Flags.
I would the Cleveland.
No, it was Cedar Point. Oh, gross.
Totally Cedar Point.
I do love Cedar Point.
The Cleveland salt trucks.
Cleveland potholes.
You could be the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, all the teams that we talked about,
I mean, the Guardians is kind of cool. If you're gonna go with
the Predators,
talked about that.
Yeah, it's terrible.
The Guardians. It's a problematic name.
The Guardians only if they tie it in with Marvel,
Chris
Guardians
Pratt is our logo.
Chris Pratt.
Smiling very smugly.
No, you have to do Rocket for a hockey.
No, it's got to be Batista.
Because hockey logos are amazing. The Manitoba Moose. It's a fucking moose. Is there It's amazing.
It's got to be Drax.
Imagine if he had Groot walking through the stands.
Oh my God, the Cleveland Groots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
I'd be in.
I would be a sports fan.
Be dope.
Let's get on this. If we can get Vin Diesel to be our mascot, I am in the Cleveland Vins.
Pay him $10 a game.
Cleveland Diesels
mascot and also head coach.
Cleveland Toretto's. We live life a quarter mile a minute. Quarter mile of a lake. Didn't work as well. Well, I don't know. I guess I would say the game is a hit for me. The
you
video
can keep
game
it, by the way.
Being, I'm not going to keep it.
I don't want it.
Okay. Well, I mean,
I don't
if you're
PS4.
Oh, you don't?
No. I bought it sincerely for tonight. Yeah.
Oh, if you would have told me that, I would just figured out a way to do something else. I wouldn't.
No worries.
Thank you for the video game.
You're very welcome.
The game is fun. I could see getting drunk and eating pizza and playing the game together.
That's the best part.
I guess I can kind of see the appeal of hockey. I mean, to be fair, we didn't really actually watch a hockey game. So, I mean, like, but I think it's in the same way, like, of the way I enjoy watching a baseball game. Or just, like, I just like sitting around and drinking and, like, kind of, I don't know, for lack of a better term, broing out with people.
Absolutely.
Like when I like baseball because I like drinking in the sun.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess it's kind of the same aspect as just drinking in the
cold. Just imagine you're ice fishing on Lake Erie and just drinking shirtless, and then that you're at a hockey game.
I don't want to do that. That sounds awful.
That's not my cup of tea. It's not my cup of tea.
If you have a soft
Devin
pretzel
is
around.
Totally your cup of tea. Don't you goddamn lie.
As I mentioned before, my genetics are not built.
If you have a nice cup
things.
Of tea, I will definitely drink that.
I'll get
if you have a soft pretzel, I'm in. But if you don't have a soft pretzel, I'm out.
Do you need nacho cheese sauce?
No, I'm not a nacho cheese man.
I am totally a nacho cheese man.
I need my soft pretzels that are in my freezer right now, and I'm very hungry.
What do you dip them in?
My mouth.
Just no sauce whatsoever?
Just salt.
You don't even do
it's
ketchup?
It's a pretzel. What
ketchup,
do you want?
Ketchup, mustard?
He's not
ketchup.
A sauce man. He doesn't even like gravy.
Wow.
I am a sauce man, just not with pretzels.
Honey mustard? Sauce man are you?
Honey mustard? No, I'm not a monster.
What? Mustard. You don't like honey mustard?
Mustard's gross. Mustard is the worst.
Honey mustard's amazing.
Like one of the, like, I feel
are
like
we doing a mustard episode? Because I'm going to kill myself. I will literally put a bullet in my brain.
I'll do a mustard episode.
Yeah. I will literally put a bullet in my
mustard
brain.
Mustard is so good.
Dude, the garlic mustard aioli. Come on.
It's garbage. It's a garbage seed amazing. That turned into a garbage sauce.
So what do you put on a hot dog?
And then turned into a garbage ketchup. Grocery store.
Just ketchup?
Bacon. Maybe some cheddar. Depending.
I mean,
depending on how crazy I get.
It's
I
too
like
dry.
Hot dogs in all form.
I need some wetness
too
in my
dry. Dog. Too dry. It's ketchup. What's so dry about ketchup?
I need a wet wiener.
let me put it in my mouth real quick. I'll help you. I mean, I don't know. It's a hit. A light hit, but it's a hit.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than fucking last week, Pat.
Pat. I don't even know you, but...
Pat.
I write your episode. Don't let them
don't, you don't have to. Don't give him any more power.
what power Sinestro. Does he have?
He
is
fucking
he actually
he hurt
Green
me.
Lantern.
He hurt me.
I gotta
he cut to
that
my
episode.
Core.
He was.
He's more a Red Lantern or Yellow Lantern.
Oh,
he's a
shit.
Yellow Lantern.
Yeah, I know. I got to like.
He's a Yellow Lantern to my.
I got to the orange
lantern.
Part until some assholes asked me about underbase on a print, and I'm like,
I did.
I
to be fair, I did come out of that like out of the gate, kind of very condescending to him. He's like, "What's the Orange Lantern's real name?" And I'm like, "Oh, because I thought I knew what I was getting into, and I did not."
He had you set up from the beginning.
Yeah, he had my number.
He, was
he
very
even messaged
prepared.
Me.
He was prepared.
He was way more prepared than I ever expected anybody to be.
I thought I was, but my predecessor was just so good.
You're pretty good.
Pat. calling you out.
I got to pee, guys.
Okay, yeah. No,
I have to hit the urinal.
Dan, thank you. If you want to plug anything real quick before you hit the urinal, the pee trough full of ice.
Plug? You want me to plug
yeah,
something?
Yeah, if you got anything you plug. If not, no big deal.
Not yet, but good things are to come.
Yes.
It's true.
That is
you're
true.
A real blue lantern.
Yeah,
hope.
I guess.
Hope.
Hope?
Yeah.
Hope is a real thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It should be.
I guess it's like a man-made
not
thing.
In the White House anymore, because Hope Hicks gone.
She bam. Gone.
She gone.
She was so trusted. She was an aide, and now she's
oh,
gone.
I thought you were going for an Obama thing.
Oh, sorry, no. But also, yeah, Obama had
dude,
that whole
dude, she was on the panel yesterday, and she fucking quit. What the fuck?
Support our teachers. That's all I know. All right, that's
yes.
all I'm going to say.
New second shot episode.
Make sure teachers have arms.
Give them less guns and more money. That's what I say.
No, I feel like it should be like that one girl from Mortal Kombat and have just like a shit ton of arms.
Oh. Sonya is the one with the fans, right?
No, Sonya. No, that's is it Katrina?
It's
Hurricane Katrina?
Adirondack.
No,
that's
yes,
not it.
Obviously.
No?
That's
okay.
not it.
All right.
No, it's Cucaracha.
Cucaracha!
Cucaracha.
Dilly dilly. I'm the douche.
Devin, you got anything?
What do I have? I'm about to be on my cousin Jake Taylor's podcast, A Deeper Dive. So check that out on iTunes or anything. It might not be up by the time you listen to this, but subscribe and you won't miss it.
Cool. I mean, our you know, call us at 216-309-0942 if you want to contact us in any way. Tell us how terrible we are. If you want to be on the show, if you leave a voicemail. I still haven't set up a voicemail message, which I probably should do. But if you want to be on it, just leave a voicemail and we'll play your voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Thanks for coming on. Yeah.
Had a good time.
You saved us. Yeah, it was fun playing hockey and winning until I played you, Dave.
How about I just be your line change and just like have me come up with something that I think everyone hates and I'll come and talk about it.
I'm into it.
I can be your reserve.
If I have to go to the penalty box for 5 minutes,
I'll go with you.
Taking my spot. Taking my slot.
Ooh.
As they like to say in hockey.
I'm going
to
dip my stick in your slot. Is that what we're...
Dip that wick.
All right. Chris thanks, Hardwick. Guys, for having me on.
Thanks, man, for coming on. Bye.
He's such a prick, too. Do you recall the scene? All right.
We could talk about Mighty Ducks all night.
I would love to. It's one of my favorites. It might be my favorite saga, even though D3 sucks.